Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd and tells us that the sheep hear his voice, that he calls them by name and leads them, and when he brings them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow the good shepherd because they know his voice. This reminds me of John Bunyan's 17th century allegory of the Christian life, The Pilgrim's Progress. Christian, the protagonist in the story, is at the last obstacle he must overcome before gaining access to heaven, but it's a terrifying one. Before him lies a dark chasm separating him from his destination. It's a gulf with an only partially illuminated narrow bridge in front of him. The light he stands in on his side of the bridge is swallowed in total darkness, and he can only see a few steps ahead. It's so frightening to him that he's at the point of giving up and turning back when a voice from the other side speaks to him out of the darkness, "Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Follow it. You'll arrive safely on the other side." Christian listens to the voice and he does follow it, and it gives him a way home and an open door to the kingdom of God. We're in a time of uncertainty and darkness. We're in a time of turbulence because of disease and virus and closings of churches and social institutions and schools. This is a time when, more than ever before, we need to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, to listen to that voice and to follow it, no matter how perilous the course, to where he will lead us. The voice of God, the voice of the shepherd, the voice of a friend, a brother, the voice of a loving and caring God and Savior.